Next, I want to talk about puberty, which is a period of sexual maturation. And what triggers puberty is a little bit up to, it's still in question to some extent. There seem to be a variety of events that take place that trigger the beginning and development of puberty. One has to do with the hypothalamus increasing its secretion of gonadotropin-releasing hormone. So that's one trigger. Another is that the pituitary gland, in response to the gonadotropin-releasing hormone, is going to start increasing its production of follicle-stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone. Other events that take place during puberty or that are part of the triggering of puberty is that ovarian and testicular cells start to produce gametes and secrete sex hormones, which are going to have effects. And other important to note that besides the period of sexual maturation, puberty also marks just a general growth acceleration as the body changes from the child body to an adult body. The age for girls is accepted to be, the average age is thought to be right around 11, but it can range anywhere from 9 to 14. For boys, the average age is thought to be 12 and can range anywhere from 10 to 15. And these are numbers for the U.S. It seems that the development of puberty has some dependence on fat content in the diet, which may explain why puberty ages are starting to become younger and younger in the U.S. Precocious puberty, or also called early puberty, is when children undergo puberty at a very young age below the average, for example, anywhere between 6 years old and 8 years old. And it's still a bit of a question of what exactly is causing precocious puberty or early puberty. One possibility is the increase in obesity and overnutrition. Another may be estrogen or mimics or endocrine-disrupting chemicals in the diet that are mimicking the sex hormones and causing the body to undergo puberty earlier than it normally would.